From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The biggest drug maker in the world is paying a huge fine to settle criminal and civil charges. Associate Attorney General Thomas Pirelli says Pfizer promoted prescription drugs in illegal ways and is putting up a lot of money to end the case.
In a combination civil and criminal settlement, Pfizer has agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest health care fraud settlement in the history of the Department of Justice.
Among other charges, investigators say Pfizer wrongly treated doctors to free outings and gifts to get them to order their drugs. Pfizer sales staffers apparently faked medical information requests so they could send unsolicited information to doctors. And the government says Pfizer is a repeat offender. This is the fourth time in the past 10 years it's had to settle charges. Investigators plan to monitor Pfizer's behavior over the next several years. Crews in Los Angeles are making progress against the massive wildfire there. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports the fire is now 22% contained, but the situation is far from over.
Cooler temperatures and moisture overnight helped firefighters build lines around some of the flames at the Angeles National Forest, but the fire continues to grow and has now reportedly reached 219 square miles. Officials say they're making excellent progress and began allowing some evacuees to return home. Crews dropped water and fire retardant from a 747 supertanker as well as a huge seaplane from the World War II era. So far, they've managed to protect the top of Mount Wilson, the site of radio and TV transmission towers, and an historic observatory. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Hurricane Ximena has been downgraded to a Category 2 storm as the eye of the storm prepares to make landfall in Baja California later today. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Despite weakening, Ximena remains a powerful storm. The cyclone has been pounding the Baja Peninsula with heavy rains and towering waves. The resort of Cabo San Lucas was spared the brunt of Ximena, but was still lashed with winds that knocked out power throughout much of the city. Schools remain shut, as well as the port in Cabo. Ximena is still buffeting the peninsula, and the government is asking people to stay in their homes. Forecasters say the weather system is pushing a large storm surge in front of it that could cause significant flooding. The eye of Ximena is hitting a fairly remote part of Baja, but the outer bands of the storm extend all the way to the Mexican mainland. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
The Indonesian government says at least 32 people died today in a powerful earthquake. The magnitude 7 tremor struck off the southern coast of Java in mid-afternoon. A tsunami alert was issued briefly, but then lifted. Indonesian government buildings say hundreds of houses and buildings have been badly damaged or destroyed. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 14 points at 9,325. The Nasdaq is up 4. It's at 1973. This is NPR. The chief anchor of ABC's World News, Charles Gibson, says he'll step down later this year. He'll be replaced by Diane Sawyer. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Together, Charlie Gibson and Diane Sawyer helped revive the flagging fortunes of Good Morning America. And before becoming anchor of World News in 2006, Gibson had promised his wife he would retire the next year. But he stepped in after several deeply painful episodes for ABC. The decline and death of longtime anchor Peter Jennings was followed by the ill-fated pairing of Bob Woodruff and Elizabeth Vargas. Woodruff was severely wounded during a roadside bombing in Iraq, and ABC News president David Weston turned to Gibson, a trusted figure who had also been a senior political reporter. Now, Weston has tapped the 63-year-old Sawyer. She was a young press aide in the Nixon White House, but joined CBS and soon became a 60 Minutes correspondent. She jumped to ABC in 1989. Gibson, who is 66, will now finally make good on that promise. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
Reports from Libya say the recently freed bomber of the Pan Am jet over Lockerbie, Scotland, has been hospitalized in Tripoli. Abdel Basset al-Megrahi was freed by Scottish authorities last month on compassionate grounds, triggering a firestorm of condemnation. He's terminally ill with cancer and was allowed to return to Libya to die. Al-Megrahi killed 270 people when the jet he put a bomb aboard exploded nearly 20 years ago. A suicide bomber has killed Afghanistan's deputy chief of intelligence. Abdullah Laghmani died when the attacker set off his device just outside a mosque in a town east of Kabul. More than 20 other people also died, including his bodyguards. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.